Now we will be getting ready to start from a place of purity in our hearts. Please sit with your spine straight. Place your left hand over your heart chakra, with the right hand over the left hand. Close your eyes. Clear your energy field. Ground to the core of Mother Earth. Center your energy in your heart. Send it to your higher self, then to the crystalline Christ consciousness green. Call in your angels and guides for protection and guidance during this co-creation. Take a deep cleansing breath. If thoughts come, keep focusing on your breath. Allow your breathing to become rhythmic by counting the in-breath and the out-breath. Remember that the whole universe has the same in-breath and out-breath vibration and impulse. You can focus your in-breath by counting one in and out two. One is in your nose and two is out your mouth, so that you are maximizing the intake of O2 and expelling CO2 out your mouth. You don't want to do this too fast or too slowly. The whole key to any spiritual work is through breathing. It's to quiet your physical, emotive, mental and spiritual bodies to a rhythmic in-breath and out-breath. Practice this preparation until you're comfortable in your body, breathing smoothly, and visualize above your head a five-pointed golden soul star. A golden soul star is a mediator between the diamond crystal soul, which is the true self or the light body. Have a clear connection to this star radiating above your head. All of our stars are actually interconnected, uplifting, purifying, and healing each other. Keep grounding all your negative energies into the crystalline heart of the earth for transmutation in love energy. We're now opening an energetic portal of prosperity for all of us as one and all of humanity. In this portal, we will spread the energies of a vortex of activation for the new Lemurian nation on the surface of the earth. See this vortex as a giant whirlwind around the earth, a golden whirlwind bringing balance between the sacred feminine and the sacred masculine. Loved ones, breathe in love and infinity and release. Connect all your hearts as one with the Great Spirit. Breathe in the prosperity. And when you breathe out, anchor these energies into the human great consciousness. Breathe in the infinite abundance of Source. Let it flow through you, then anchor it into every humans when you breathe out. You can do this work as long as you want. Now, as I talk, please hear deeply my words in your soul and in your heart as if it were yours, knowing that Source, the creator of all that is expressing through us as us. We ask that our meditation is for our highest good and the highest good of all that is in all of creation. If any part of our meditation is not in alignment for the highest good of all, we thank you, Source, for correcting it so that it matches our best intention to create the greatest outcome for the healing and ascension of Mother Earth and all her children. Thank you, beloved Source, for making it so. And so it is. We're now going to invoke planetary coherence. In the name of the all-pervading presence of God and the unified field, we call forth and invoke divine intervening support from the realms of light. Dear ones, please come and empower our sacred activism with your transforming spiritual radiation merging with our group activity to bring forth the most brilliant and impactful force field of unity consciousness to this entity of our focus, all people involved, and the entire human race. As one blazing group of Avatar Sun, we call into dynamic action the light of universal will, the light of divine love and illumination, the solar violet transmuting and consuming light, the light of harmony, the platinum light of coherence, the plasmic light of atomic mutation, and the pure white creation light of the Holy Spirit. Beloved angels, through the combined power of these mighty rainbow rays, activate the highest levels of divine coherence in all group body, the body of this entity and the planetary body. Blaze, blaze, blaze the sacred fire through all individual groups, corporations, and their activities that disturb the Earth's natural coherence in any way, shape, or form. Bring illumined understanding to these individuals and to all of us, so that great acts of restoration may renew, preserve, and protect the sacred balance of life. Please send the universal cosmic light deep, deep, deep into every atomic and subatomic particle of precious life energy upon the Earth, effecting a massive cleansing and repolarizing of the true elemental nature. Restore homeostasis in every life form and every ecosystem through the regenerative power of cohesive love and light. Divine presence and assisting angels, open and activate the portals of light to receive the incoming streams of love's transforming grace. May this focus of divine lights be made imperishable, eternally sustained, all powerfully active and ever expanding, until the divine plan is fulfilled in accordance with the greatest good of all. We seal this activity in cosmic peace, cosmic love, and cosmic power. By and through universal love, and so it is. In this day, we are the manifestation of the divine will to bless Gaia and all her children, the cellular informations of the new Lemuria, the lost paradise to be rediscovered in our unconscious, the fulfillment of the most ancient promise, the oneness in the co-creation of heaven and earth. We do this co-creative connection in oneness with every beings on earth who work on the manifestation of this truth. Just remember, we are one in love and we are equal in the brilliance of this truth. Now, as I will give you a basic description of the new Lemuria, visualize within your third eye how you would like this reality to look like. Know also that this vision is not fixed. Love always changes for the highest good of all. There are mountains all around, full of different colorful trees. The mountains bring a great waterfall. Behind this waterfall there is an entrance to the hollow earth that only pure hearts can cross. It is the base of the new Lemuria. The waterfall creates a river which turns around the great place and comes back under the waterfall. In this great place, just in front of the waterfall, there is a temple of rejuvenation. Most of the architecture of this temple is made of golden gears. We can see a lot of stained glass with sacred geometry. Between the temple and the waterfall, there is a huge, beautiful garden, full of flowers, birds, colors, and loving energies. You can go to this place to meditate or to express the playfulness of your inner child. In the middle of the great place in front of the temple, there is a quartz glass pyramid. This is a 5D technology using the ancient spiritual knowledge encoded in the Lemurian seed crystals to break through the matrix and to transmute the last crumbs of darkness on this planet. All around this place and the river, there is a half circle full of all that you need to live. This is where you go to share with others in pure unconditional love. The waterfall also creates a river that turns around it and comes back to the base. Then around this is another half circle with the houses of all new Lemurians working together to spread the energies of the new paradigm upon the human civilization. Around these habitations, again, there is a river from the waterfall. And all the rest is open for your imagination. You can visualize all of us receiving all that is needed to build this place, whether it is money, help, guidance, from the spiritual realms. You can visualize all of us constructing this place. You can visualize all lightworkers and all humans receiving it. Remember, it is not action in the physical realm that is needed to attract this, but being and holding your focus on this frequency. Keep breathing in your nose and out your mouth. Keep focusing on the sincerity and purity in your heart. Let the angels guide you in the visualizations of your third eye, and let your energies flow into this vortex of co-creation. See this vortex as a giant whirlwind around the earth. As you visualize this reality, anchor these high frequency energies into your blueprint and into the blueprint of Mother Earth. You can continue to do this as long as you feel guided in your heart. In the universal, eternal silence of your heart, I cannot express with words how much I love you all deep. I hope you are able to feel it. I am the Prince of the Sun, here to gather all of you to co-create the new paradise on Earth. And it is my pleasure to accomplish this part of my mission. Today is a day of celebration for the new Earth. We celebrate that all of this has already happened for the highest good of all. And so it is.